This is on Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Martin, date of birth 2/14/63. Chief complaint, esophageal spasm / difficulty swallowing. Our patient is a 59-year-old woman with a long-standing history of esophageal motility disorder versus sphincter dysfunction, period. Patient has had multiple workup in the past, including EGD, MRI of the brain, looking for multiple sclerosis, neurological issues that could be causing sphincter issues and or motility problems in her esophagus, and all have been negative, period. Most recent, this period, this appears to be an episodic thing most recently. This symptoms have reoccurred in February, March of this year. Patient is taking and it's slowly getting better at this time, period. New paragraph. Last time, last time this happened was in 2007, where she had an episode. At that time, they did EGD, MRI, multiple blood work, and everything was within normal limits. She also has had recent blood work done, checking her thyroid and other issues, and have all been up to date. Yes, we have one. This episode sure seemed to last a few months. Previously, she did have workup done, as I mentioned earlier. She saw ENT, had a tonsillectomy, saw an allergy specialist, saw a homeopathic physician, did an EGD at the time, which was also within normal limits. As I mentioned recently, she's been on Pepcid and has helped her somewhat. Period. Patient also had taken Tagamet Zantac in the past. Patient has never been tried on PPIs liquid in the past. COVID immunization, non-allergy penicillin, last period, age 51, social, no smoking, no drinking, married since age 47, medication, Pepcid, medical problems, none, surgery, dental surgery. Her blood pressure is a little bit elevated today, 155 over 100, had been elevated previously. She's slightly apprehensive today being in a new physician's office, but she's going to get a machine and check her blood work on a regular basis. Family history is father died of heart disease, history of coronary artery bypass graft, mom died of breast cancer, colonoscopy never been done, mammogram never been done. At this time, Deborah is an alert, awake, delightful woman. She weighs 131 pounds. Patient has actually gained a few pounds. Right now, she's only taking over the counter liquid supplements 100% oxygen, 98 temp, 16, 88, 155 over 100. Heart positive, small of two lungs are clear, abdomen softened, skin shows are actually on the coast with an illusion. Evaluation of patient's. Abdominal ultrasound reveals normal kidneys, normal gallbladder, normal liver, normal spleen, normal pancreas. Patient does have a 2 to 3 centimeter fibroid cyst, a fibroid mass in the uterus. Assessment, I'd had a long discussion with Deborah and her husband regarding the further workup at this time. I think one thing we should do now is to put her on a PPI. I called the pharmacy, and the cheapest, the most economical way is omeprazole liquid, also with which will be done compounded, and then Reglan 10 milligram will be done, called into a regular pharmacy. The Reglan is three times a day. The omeprazole is once a day, period. Next step is to patient to see a GI specialist that has to be referred through her PCP, which will she'll pursue. The GI specialist most likely will do a motility evaluation and sphincter manometry to find out exactly the cause of patient's problems. Next number, I assured the patient and her husband that this is most likely an episodic thing and it will improve with time, and hopefully we can make the duration of symptoms last a little bit less with the help of omeprazole and metoclopramide. Next number, patient has had a brain evaluation, MRI, to look for MS, ALS, and other neurological issues that can cause motility disorder. Next number, Deborah does not want to proceed with a mammogram at this time. Next number, she does not want to proceed with the colonoscopy at this time. Next number, she will check her blood pressure on a regular basis and call me if the blood pressure is elevated. She will get a machine today, and I've given her parameters to check. Next number, she will have recent blood work done, so we did not do any blood work at this time. Next number, findings were discussed with patient and husband at length before leaving. Next number, Woodlands Pharmacy at 281-419-1340 was called regarding the best use of PPI, and we chose omeprazole at this time. Thank you.